The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today's review is titled Awesome by Meow Girl 2. This podcast was recommended by a friend. I can't stop listening since then. Shalene is so wonderful, talented, and an awesome role model. I have since told everybody about her. Great stuff. I am so grateful for her honesty, sense of humor, and the care of others. Thank you for doing what you do. You are a blessing.
Welcome to the Shalene Show. This is Car Smart Friday. Put your seatbelt on. Apparently, you are with a driver whose brain synapses are not firing correctly.
Welcome to the Shalene Show. Shalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Well, I am recording this on the morning that Brett and I are leaving for London. Super excited, leaving for London, and also we're going to go to France, we're going to go to Paris, and we have a return ticket, but how about this? We haven't decided when we're going to come back. How fun, right? Hashtag empty nesters. Hashtag entrepreneur life. Hashtag I'm so excited because my husband's never been out of the country. And since we had kids, we've never taken like a week-long vacation just by ourselves. I mean, we've taken a couple of days here and there, but not a week-long vacation. This is kind of crazy. So I'm super excited. We've never done this. The first couple of days of the trip, I am going to be speaking in the UK. If you are interested in seeing me, I'd love to see you. Oh, you won't hear this in time. Well, will you? I don't know. But if you're in the UK or in London and you see me, let's grab a photo, all right? That'd be sweet. So the reason why I wanted to leave you this message or record this for you today is because I want you to think about something you can look forward to. My favorite part about this trip is that we've had it planned for several months. And in part of my, you know, solutions I've put together for myself to de-stress, I realized I had let go of some of the like policies and things that I routinely do that help me to reduce stress. And one of them is to have something like really exciting that I'm looking forward to. And I just didn't have anything planned. So when Brett and I started talking about how to de-stress, I'm like, we have got to plan a vacation. There were years when the kids were little that we took 12 weeks of vacation, like literally a week almost every month. Actually, 12 weeks a lie. We did 10 weeks. But we took the entire month of December off. We took entire months off in the summer. And by taking them like a couple of times, like literally did nothing. Or I would just do just a little bit each day so that I didn't feel overwhelmed when I came back. That's a tip for you too. If you're the type of person who feels a little stressed out when you're on vacation or when you return from vacation or the last couple of days of your vacation aren't fun because you're thinking about, you know, this pile of work that you're going to have to return to, my suggestion is do a little bit each day. Check in on your email. You know, do your social media, whatever, just, you know, like just 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever it takes just to help you feel like you're not coming back blind. Brendan Burchard, who's a friend and has been on the show many times, he says that his rule is he will allow himself to work on work while his wife is in the shower or getting ready. And then like when she's done, okay, laptop closed, we're done. Like on vacations. And I thought that's really smart. It just is. Because if you have to return from vacation and you're more stressed out, what's the point? So I've done a ton of episodes that I cannot wait for you guys to hear. And you guys, I know you are big time Shalene Show listeners, but I've been doing some interviews lately for Build Your Tribe that are, I mean, fire. I can't even tell you. I'm going to say a word right now to just embarrass all the young whippers. They're lit. They are so good. I'm telling you. So make sure you subscribe to Build Your Tribe. I've got some really great, oh my gosh, this one lady, Allison Prince, that's an episode that's coming up. or maybe it's even already out by the time you hear this. She was a teacher, and a middle school teacher decided to make some extra money, sell scrap craft supplies, and made six figures, and then figured out, like, gosh, I can sell all these different things online using Shopify. And she taught her daughters how to do that at ages, I think it was like 10 and 11. Oh my God, I'm laughing right now because you can only drive 15 miles per hour on this little driveway, this long private drive that we have that goes to our beach house, right? And they have these like little mall cop guys who patrol it. They're so funny. It's one lane. You probably can't even hear my engine. My speed doesn't even register on the speedometer. And there's this little mall cop guy in his little truck, right? And he's got on his mace and his little, you know, very important badge. And I'm not even joking. He's standing in front of his truck right now with what looks to me to be some type of like he's trying to make it look like one of those speed guns. Like he's going to point at it and get me on radar. That is hysterical because I'm pretty sure it's like a Nerf gun. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Oh, I shouldn't mock them, but they're really like the Keystone Cops. God bless them. Seriously. And I'm always getting in trouble, but I don't even break the speed limit. So where are we on the way to right now?
The airport. We're going to London.
First, I guess, official 30 minutes of our European vacation. Yes. Do you like my outfit?
I love your outfit.
Can you describe for people what I'm wearing?
You are wearing black boots that are pretty sexy. You're wearing black leggings. Uh-huh. And you're also wearing kind of like a black kind of off-the-shoulder type sweater.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who makes these leggings?
No, I do not.
These are Fabletics.
Really?
Yes, sir. So that's what I wanted to tell you guys is Fabletics is one of our sponsors. They're the sponsor for the show today. And knowing we were going on this vacation, I'm like, what girl doesn't need more black leggings? It makes for light packing.
Yeah, because we only have four bags.
Listen, and so what I did is I ordered I think they're called the power holds. I ordered them in the full length, like the, you know, the ones that go all the way down to your ankle. But what's cool about that is being a shorty, usually I have to cut off the bottoms of full length tights. But these, they have different lengths that you can select, like petite, regular, etc. So they fit amazingly. Dude, they're better than, I can't say other brand names, I don't think. But they're better than those tights that people wear and they're known for like really sucking you in. Anyways, you can get two for $24 for new customers when you place your first order. So you should check them out. I'm not just saying this.
Two for 24?
Yeah.
You get two of those for 24 bucks?
If you're new, yes.
Wow.
And now I'm not new, but even when I order them, like, there's a major discount. Like, there's no comparison price-wise. And I know you're probably thinking, like I was, like, Fabletics? I don't know. Trust me. Just try them. You'll see. You'll love them. You'll thank me later. And, of course, they're a show sponsor. So you just go to Fabletics.com/Shalene to grab your two pairs for $24. Let's give them our support. All right, back to the show. Anyways, de-stressing. And that's what we're doing. You know, we're really excited to take this trip. We have a return date, but we might just stay and play. We might go to Rome. We might tour other places in Europe. We don't know. Girlfriend has packed an empty suitcase so she can shop wherever she needs to. I think you would all be very proud of me. I'm bringing a comfortable shoe. I paid for a course. Because you know me, I paid for a course on how not to stand out as a tourist in Europe, although I'm sure that I will. I learned that in Europe, you don't see people wearing baseball caps. That's a problem for me. Or running around in their athletic wear. If I didn't know that, I'd be standing out. That they don't wear bright colors or like big words on their shirts. I wear big words on my shirts every day. I wear bright colors every day. So it's really funny because I've like watched all these videos on like what to pack and where to go and how not to be a tourist and how not to be scammed. You know, I need to be informed. And I also bought a course on French. And I will tell you that I have wasted my money because I spent a lot of money on this course. And I've done exactly 2 days, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll crash course it on the plane. I'm just really excited, and I want you to remember how important it is to have something that you're looking forward to. And I often will ask this whenever I meet little kids because it's cute what they say. I'll say, so tell me what you're most looking forward to. And this is a question I learned from watching Dr. Michaela, interact with kids? And she would ask that. And I always love seeing the kids' responses. So I've stolen that question whenever I meet a little kid. I'll say, tell me something. What are you most looking forward to? It's so cute because they'll say a holiday, or they'll say, tonight I'm going to the beach with my dad. Like, it's so cute to hear what kids, but they don't have to think about it. Something immediately comes to mind. And I want you to feel the same. When I or someone asks you, what is it you're looking forward to? Something should jump into your mind immediately. I use this to keep me energized when I'm exercising. If someone has made me like upset, or if I feel annoyed, even if I feel bored, like, you know, sometimes someone's telling you like a really long story and your mind starts wandering and you're like, when will this be over? Oh gosh. Right? I don't know if you do that, but if I start to feel like that, then I immediately think of the thing that I'm excited, looking forward to, which makes me feel feelings of gratitude, which makes me feel happy, which makes me feel empathetic, which allows me to get back into good listener mode and not, you know, taking that person for granted. That's why I want you to have something to look forward to, because when you can flash to something in your mind that you're looking forward to, you can't help but feel gratitude. You can't help but feel blessed and excitement and happiness. That's the other reason why I don't like surprises, because if you surprise me with something, I don't get the joy of anticipation, of planning, of daydreaming. I don't get the joy of being able to use that thing for motivation, for energy, for happiness. It can really change the way you feel about your day or your circumstances. So have something to look forward to. Plan a 3-day trip. Plan a day on a train. It doesn't have to be something expensive. Plan a trip to the beach. Plan a picnic. Plan a, maybe even just a Skype, you and all of your girlfriends drinking a glass of Dry Farm wines. Like, how fun would that be? That doesn't cost any money. That doesn't take any time. You're all not doing anything on a Friday night. So I just think I just came up with a really good idea for me and my girlfriends. We've had such a hard time getting our schedules together this summer that we might just have to do a Skype night. Let's call it Skype night. I love this idea. All right, if you're down with Skype night, we're going to call it Skype night. Yeah, let's call it Skype night. We should do this on Pod Squad. Oh my gosh. I think I've just come up with a great idea. All right, when I get back from Europe, we will do a Skype night together. So order your Dry Farm wines. Remember, Dry Farm wines /Chalene, because then you get an extra bottle of wine for a penny. Or whatever it is. You don't even have to have an adult beverage. You could have a glass of lemon ginger water. Whatever you want. But we're going to do a Skype night when I get back. Join the Pod Squad. You just go to Facebook and type in Chalene's Pod Squad, or better yet, look below this show and you'll see show notes and we'll have a link to it there. Get caught up on my previous episodes, and don't forget to subscribe to Build Your Tribe, because the one episode I told you about, that was only one. I've also recently just interviewed Addie. I can't think of how to pronounce her last name, so I won't blow it. Adi. That's how you say it, Adi. Adi, who is the female founder of Teamy Tees. A multi-million dollar crazy business. She was a personal trainer, and her story is unfreaking believable, and she's going to be on Build Your Tribe, and you need to subscribe to that show too. All right, I love you. I mean it. Au revoir.